In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior. Brothers and sisters, the book of Proverbs in the Bible provides much practical advice. It is a book of divine wisdom addressed to us as human beings who were originally designed and created to naturally reflect the good and holy image and likeness of the Creator. The divine wisdom of the book of Proverbs covers different areas of our personal, family, and social life. It also addresses wider concerns related to societies and nations. It alerts us to the need of all humanity for restoration to the original divine likeness. We read in the first chapter of the book of Proverbs, "Wisdom cries out in the street. In the markets, she raises her voice. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates, she speaks." Brothers and sisters, divine wisdom is not secretive or mysterious or exclusively available to some specially smart or educated individuals. Here we are told that it is available to all people, privately as well as publicly, in all walks of life, on streets and in marketplaces. Divine wisdom is instilled in us. Deep down, we all know right from wrong. We are born with that consciousness. We know that harmony, unity, peace are better than conflicts, quarrelsomeness, and wars. We know that it is wrong to tell lies about others or rob what belongs to them. Every day, individuals, families, communities, societies, and nations are faced with having to make decisions. Most decisions have consequences which go way beyond the personal lives of those who make them. A decision made by one member in a family impacts the whole family. Decisions made by rulers impact their whole nations and might lead to disastrous consequences for other nations. Sadly, by nature, we often end up making harmful, self-centered choices. This is because the original divine image of goodness is corrupted in us. By nature, we know that light is better than darkness. We read in the third chapter of John's Gospel what Jesus himself said. "People loved the darkness rather than the light because their works are evil." The first chapter of Proverbs, commenting on our human nature's inclination to ignore divine wisdom, says, "How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge? If you turn away from my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you, because I have called and you refuse to listen. Have stretched out my hand and no one has heeded. Because you have ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof." Brothers and sisters, the message is clear. By nature, we deceive ourselves. We prefer to remain simple, to remain in darkness. We bury our heads in the sand, as it were, and refuse to accept divine knowledge. Still, our caring Creator does not abandon us to our ignorance, even when we turn away from His reproof. He continues to speak to us by His Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and knowledge. He quickens our consciences and reminds us of what is correct. He makes His words known to us, even when we refuse to listen and ignore His wise advice and instruction. Stubborn refusal to heed divine knowledge and wisdom, however, has consequences. Ironically, humanity can always look back and see the regrettable positions into which it got itself. In that sense, heaven laughs at our stubborn and arrogant insistence on remaining ignorant of divine knowledge. The first chapter of Proverbs continues, "I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you. When terror strikes you like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me." Brothers and sisters, divine wisdom continues to speak and warn against wrong thinking and wrongdoing. Stubborn refusal to listen has consequences. This is exactly what we clearly see. Deceivers, perjurers, thieves, murderers, and even warmongers end up in trouble. After causing harm to others by acting foolishly, their foolish choices and actions are exposed. And they have but themselves to blame when calamity and terror are turned back on them. Ultimately, they meet divine justice. Divine wisdom, in Proverbs 1, goes on to say, "Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their way and have their fill of their own devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them. But whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster." So, we must give very close attention to divine wisdom. Our chapter alerts us to this, saying, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." Brothers and sisters, the words of divine wisdom are as relevant today as in the time of King David and King Solomon. It is relevant to all rulers as well as to simple individual human beings like us. Our wise, loving, and gracious Creator knows far better than we do. He continues to speak to us through His Word, the Bible. He fully revealed Himself in Christ. We read in the first chapter of the Epistle to the Corinthians, "And because of Him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness, and sanctification and redemption." Hallelujah! The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the blessed message of the Gospel. Amen.